It's the top five at five on the Rokon Show with Anna Tavlantis. Sponsored by the Hip and Knee Center, where they help you feel new again.
Ready?
Yes.
Yes.
Get on with it.
Number five.
Presidential candidate Julian Castro. And you have to pronounce it like that because there's an accent over the A.
Mm-hmm.
So you have Julian.
That's not what they call him everywhere. They just say Julian Castro.
Julian. I think it makes me sound authentic when I say that. Or like a Jag. I don't know, one or the other. What's his, he's got a brother, too, right? Mm-hmm. Doesn't he have, like, a twin who's,
well,
like...
Well, the brother's the one who put together that list for him, who got in all the trouble that caused the controversy. The Republican... all the donors of Donald Trump.
So there's Julian and Johnny, right? Isn't the other guy just Johnny Castro? Fidel? Was it?
Joaquin.
Joaquin, same thing. Okay. Is trying to find a new way to reach President Trump, Julian Castro is, directly by airing an ad on the cable news program he watches the most, Fox and Friends. So he's chastising the president for his rhetoric, which he says, Julian Castro says, stokes fire of racism.
President Trump, you referred to countries as holes. You urged American congressmen to go back to where they came from. You called immigrants rapists. As we saw in El Paso, Americans were killed because you stoked the fire of racists. Innocent people were shot down because they looked different from you. Because they looked like me. They looked like my family. Words have consequences. Ya basta. I'm Julian Castro, and I approve this message.
I'm sorry, what did he say?
He said it the way you said it.
No, I know the bad part, but what was that thing that words have consequences part? And then he said something.
Chavasta.
What is that?
Hmm.
Got a translator in here?
Yeah. Lauren's got to know this. She knows everything. What is it?
Lauren?
Yeah. Do you speak Spanish?
No.
Anne, I thought you speak like 17 different languages.
I speak enough to get around in 17 different countries, which is very different. However, even Julian Castro says he doesn't speak Spanish.
Well, he just did it there. What the hell was that?
What was that?
I couldn't even tell you how to spell that to try and look up what it is.
Play that again. We got to figure this out.
Chavasta.
Chavasta. Chavasta. We're going to come for you. Everything comes back to the Godfather right here.
And Chris Cuomo. It's a full circle.
Right. This is what Chris Cuomo said to the guys. You going to call me Fredo? Chavasta.
Oh, no. He said Chavasta. Over the line, buddy. I wonder what that means.
It could be. And now you got me curious. We got to figure this out. I wish I knew how to
told,
spell it.
I'm being told. That, all right. Say it again. Play it again. Play it again.
From the ad.
Chavasta.
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 It translates to enough.
Enough.
Chavasta.
Chavasta.
Ya basta. I thought
that's
it was.
Not how he said it. That's a chess sound, if I've ever heard one.
Ya basta.
It turns out he doesn't speak any Spanish.
He mispronounced it.
Did he mispronounce it?
Like, dude. No one
like, he asked his grandfather, who was like from, you know, some place that is like, you know, that they're from... the Basque Mountains of Spain, uh-huh. and he goes, you're going to pronounce it Chavasta.
What? Okay. Come again, Grandpa.
Maybe it's Castilian.
You're going to pronounce it Chavasta.
See, that's strange, because looking it up on Google, uh-huh. That's enough, or enough is eso es suficiente.
Well, that's another way to say it, but yeah, basta. I mean, that's already enough. So it is the trend, but I don't know you pronounced it that way.
So, Julian, I am the one who gave you your accent, or your A. So you must trust me. You must pronounce this. Chavasta. 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 Repeat after me, Julian. Chavasta.
I don't think that's how you say it, Grandpa.
Chavasta. You yeah, must that. Trust me. This is the only way to say it.
Oh, gosh. You see him practicing with his grandfather.
Chalasta. It's enough. It's what it means, it's enough. I would write the whole thing for you in Castilian Spanish. So that you can do it, pronounce it the correct way.
He makes a great face when he says it, too, if you look at the visual. It's like a battle cry moment.
I see what he's doing here. So Grandpa's convinced him that he's going to get a bunch of posters made with that on.
Right.
And people are going to be running around with the posters.
They coined the phrase.
I think we need to get that pronouncer thing. You know how we have those pronouncers?
That. You got to get the computer to pronounce that for
us. Correct pronunciation in Spanish for ya basta.
How do you spell it?
Y-A, yeah. Which usually means already, I thought. Basta, B-A-S-T-A.
Basta. You're a basta. Bastage.
I don't understand. But is it Y-A? Can you do it?
In Castilian, the Y-A is a chathan.
Well, see, on Google now, putting in that spelling, it says it means stop. So I guess that makes more sense. Why I was struggling to find it.
Stop enough.
Stop enough.
It's words. It means everything.
Maybe he's trying to throw in a little Che Guevara. So, ch.
It also means the water is warm.
Oh, no. Something's weird about this whole thing.
The coffee is done.
And Julian is like, yeah, okay.
Where are my
glasses?
Like
all of us would be.
And good night. It means all of that.
If that's what you say.
Hello and goodbye.
I'm okay with that.
And it is also a definition of 30 different types of rain. Ya basta.
Ya basta. See? Yeah.
That's ya basta.
That's not wrong. Cha. She is wrong.
Let's hear that again.
Ya basta.
She had the face of a pig. She is wrong.
Chalasta.
Chalasta.
It's not the same.
It's
totally not the same.
Right, first of all, it's an L sound. Why does he have an L sound where there should be a B sound?
Oh, gee.
Get Julian Castro on the phone. He'll take our call.
And he's going to answer by saying, Chalasta.
Chalasta. How did you get my number?
It's a new battle cry. It's wrong.
We have your grandfather on the phone. Juan Valdez Castro. All right.
708 is wondering about Chalupa.
Chalupa. I say this to you, Donald Trump. Chalupa. You will not be president any longer once we are done with our chalupa.
Okay. All right, we're ready? All right, time to move along.
Please.
Number four.
Just days after taking on The Hunt, the president is hitting the Oscars, claiming that nobody wants to watch the annual televised ceremony. That's kind of true, actually. Well, people watch it. They don't want to watch a host anymore. They just want to see who's going to win this stuff.
Yeah, I guess that's true.
And he took on the low rate. He riffed on the Academy Awards low ratings.
They wanted to take away your wealth. Now, the press will try and spin that differently, but I'm right. Okay? The fake news. That's a lot of people back there for like 11 o'clock speeches. That's a lot of people. That's a lot like the Academy Awards during the day. It used to be. You know, the Academy Awards is on hard times now. You know that. Nobody wants to watch it. You know why? Because they started taking us on. Everyone got tired of it. It's amazing. That used to be second after the Super Bowl. And then all of a sudden, now it's just another show.
There have been like two Academy Awards since he has been president.
It's all gone downhill.
Right. That's what? What?
No ratings.
Wait, what?
Ya basta.
Ya basta. I will tell Donald Trump what they think of him. Chalasta. Which also means that the sheets are dry.
All right. You know, is there more? Do I have to play more? Is there more? Is it good? No? All right. Can we just be done with this? I'm done with Chris Cuomo. I'm done with Donald Trump. Done with all of it. I'm done with Julian Castro and his grandfather. Done with them all.
Chalasta.
I don't understand that. If anyone understands that.
Now we have to get t-shirts. Ha. We're going to have to get T-shirts that say that. That's what he wants to do. Have you seen the Buttigieg has the butt edge edge T-shirts that he sells?
No, he doesn't. Does he?
He does, yep.
Oh, my gosh.
It's brilliant.
It is. It is.
It's... That's a move. Because it's like, you know. You know, you don't need to put up with this crap.
Well, he's got butt edge edge, but there also is a boot edge edge T-shirt available.
Boot edge edge.
When you Google it, you get some other opportunities to check out other things. You put butt edge edge. It turns out it brings up an interesting, some interesting options. You might want to try that.
All right, I got it. Hold on. Hold on. We got till 6. Yeah. Hold on. I don't, you know.
Some time.
Yeah, we got some time. I can,
just
I
put
can
it
do this
one. Butt edge edge.
Yeah, on the Google.
Uh huh. Mm-hmm. On the Google.
Mm hmm.
Just Google it.
And
there you go.
Oh, boy. All right. All right. I believe. Oh, God.
Couple of options there.
Yeah.
They're not anything to do with the presidential candidate from South Bend, Indiana.
Butt joint, which, by the way, is a it's a technique in which two pieces of material are joined by simply placing their ends together without any special shaping. Butt joint. Use it in a sentence.
Butt joint.
Did not know that was the word.
This is when you take two pieces of material, Julian, and you place them together. It's a butt joint.
All right. Yes. All right. I don't want to know about any more about the butt edge edge. Mm-mm. No. All right.
Good T-shirt though.
Yeah. All right. Good get to your. We'll get to the rest of this top five and five. But first, let's check in with Kim. What's coming up at the bottom of the hour?
Protesters in Hong Kong say they'll be back at the airport again tomorrow.
Okay.
All right.
Okay. We'll continue with the top five of five on the other side.
We've officially learned that it's Ya Basta. Not Chavasta.
As Julian Castro says in his new ad, that he's bought time on Fox and Friends to tell Donald Trump to, to go pound sand, essentially.
Mm-hmm.
And he's trying to make a name for himself, right? He's trying to get,
he needs some
get a little something
right
going on. Yeah. And he, in his commercial, he says this word, and I don't know what the hell the word is. And he just says it out of nowhere. And we couldn't figure it out because it's not the way it's supposed to be pronounced, unless it's being pronounced in some, you know, like the Spanish Highlands somewhere.
It's definitely a strange pronunciation.
And I just tell you what white privilege has wrought here at WGN. We couldn't find anybody who spoke Spanish.
There are people, just I don't think.
But it's after 5 and everybody's gone.
Right. Yeah.
I'm sure during working hours there are people here.
Mm-hmm.
But, you know, we don't have, like, you know, this place clears out like there was a fire alarm at 5
totally.
O'clock. They sit at their desk, wait for the second hand to hit 5 o'clock, and then it's a
gotta
stampede.
Go.
Yeah. Craziest thing I've ever seen.
Ironically enough, Julian Castro called Trump a Fredo in an interview recently.
Which Trump? Donald? Donald is the Fredo?
I think he called.
Kind of is, because Fred was Sonny.
He was calling the president. Fredo.
Oh, interesting.
More use of that word than I'd ever heard before in my life.
All right. We'll get to your 3-year 2-in-1, but first let's check in with Kim. What's coming up? Let's do it. Wait, what's happening in the news?
You make your commercial announcement on the television about Senior Donald Trump, you will use the one word that will change history forever. Chalata.
I don't understand.
I don't either.
Don't worry about it.
No. The most interesting. You sound like the most interesting man in the world when you do that.
Thanks. Yeah. The, whatever happened to that guy? You know, I thought those were the Chabasta. Funniest.
That's what he said, and then he walked away.
That was it, it's funny that that was, I thought, the funniest commercial campaign of
great.
The year when it came out, and they were like a couple into it. They go, yeah, no, it's too good. I think we have to move in a different direction.
But then they got like a new guy, right? They try to have like the younger version of him.
Yes, that's right.
And everyone's like, nah, just bring back the original guy.
Yeah. You want to think, well, just, oh, it's too old. That just shows old people drink our beer.
Oh, that's right. It's a Dos Equis.
Yeah. Well, yeah. The old people drink beer, too. I like beer. You know, PJ and Squee aren't exactly, you know, youngsters anymore either. All right. You know what? We're in the middle of top 5 at 5 here, people.
Number 3.
An Insta-famous couple from the Czech Republic has apologized after sharing footage of themselves inappropriately splashing holy water at a sacred temple in Bali.
Oh, gee.
Sabrina Dolazolova posted a video of her...
Is that what your grandfather said it was pronounced?
Yes. Sabrina Dolazolova.
Posted a video of her Instagram page on her boyfriend, and she and her boyfriend splashing the water from a fountain at the Bali temple in Ubud.
It's pronounced it, Ubud.
It actually is. It's pronounced Ubud. I've been there.
And she was apparently splashing the water on her buttocks.
Oh, gosh. That's
in Buddha.
Right.
Isn't that that's interesting? Her Buddha and her booty in Buddha.
I don't think that's
appropriate.
No.
Is that appropriate?
No.
The couple were exploring the Ubud Monkey Forest when they filmed the footage. The video has since been removed and replaced with a statement from the pair who've apologized for the outrage that they have caused.
We are so sorry about the video from yesterday. We dishonored the holy temple and holy water in Ubud, and we didn't know it. So we are so sorry about that, what happened. And apologize to you.
Yeah, because we had no idea that there's some holy water or that there is a holy temple, so we really didn't want it to do anything bad.
What?
We are so sure.
This holy temple on the side of the building.
You can totally tell it's a holy temple.
What did they think? It was Taco Bell?
Right.
By the way, Julian, when you go to Ubud, remember, there's a holy temple.
She bent over, pulled her skirt up, and her boyfriend threw it on there.
That's not right.
Yeah.
That just, come on. At a temple, please.
And remember, Julia, it is also pronounced with you.
Oh, gosh.
Wait, what? Well, they said video, and I like the way that the guy... Can you play that guy again? Because I like this right at the beginning.
You listen to Julian Castro's grandfather.
It's either I'm still stoned from Sunday, or everything is, like, completely sideways here.
We are so sorry about the video from yesterday. We dishonored the holy temple and holy water.
It is God's video.
All right, yeah, we don't need the rest of this guy. All right, here we go. Checking in at
number 2.
This loving dad in Massachusetts didn't want to waste any time interrogating his daughter's date when he arrived to pick her up. Mr. Pedro wasn't home to meet Jared, but thanks to technology, he didn't have to be physically present. In a video posted by a son who is also named Pedro.
He's a fine name, Pedro.
It was security footage that was captured with their Ring doorbell, apparently. And it's exactly what you might expect from a dad, you know, trying to, intimidate the boy who's coming over to the house to pick up the girl for the date.
Hello? Hi, how you doing? I'm good. Who's this?
I'm Jared.
Hello, Jared. This is Pedro. This is Grace's dad.
Oh, good to talk to you.
Oh, sorry, I can't meet you in person because I'm at work. So at least I get to see your face, but you don't get to see mine.
All right.
Where are you guys going?
I think we're going to go to the Roadhouse and then maybe a movie.
Okay, which movie are you guys going to go see?
Hello?
Hello, my young daughter. Just hold on 1 minute.
Oh. Step aside here. We got a few more follow-up questions.
It is time for the interrogation.
Chabasta!
What movie are you guys going to go see?
Toy Story.
Okay. Roughly what time you guys are going to be coming home?
The movie's at 7, probably before 11.
Oh, I heard 10:30. Okay, that's good.
Works for me.
All right, so just make sure you treat her correctly because that's my first daughter.
You don't have to worry, sir.
All right. I got a good picture of you.
All right,
call me if anything.
Okay.
And remember, I know people everywhere, so they're looking at what you're doing.
Oh, no.
Okay.
All right, love you.
Oh, gotta love the whole dad thing.
There are eyeballs everywhere, watching you. And you are going to El Toy Story.
What are the chances they're going to see Toy Story? Really?
Very low, especially since it came out in 1987.
What? It was the first, like, G-rated movie that came to his mind. Like, all right, Toy Story!
What's the safe play here?
What is there? Toy Story, did they just redo Toy Story? I can't remember.
I think they did.
Did they do it as live action where everybody's like, Buzz Lightyear's a real guy?
Well, no. There's a new one, Toy Story 4, right?
Yeah.
Yeah. Maybe that's what he's referring to.
Yeah, they had that weird Forky character, even though it's a spork.
Oh, right.
All right. Are we done now with the father? All right. Oh, wait, there's one more?
Oh, let's
oh, forgot. Oh, the daughter is beside herself here,
oh,
too.
Can
it's
tell.
Great.
What time coming home?
Before 11.
Okay, I heard 10:30 again.
Okay.
So I'll see you later. And remember, I know what time the movie starts again.
Oh my god.
7:20. 7:20, movie ends like around 9:15. Yeah, so before 10:30.
Okay, 11 o'clock.
10:30.
11.
Don't make me look for you.
Has anyone ever experienced like the dad who interrogates before the date? Very aggressively.
Right. I always tried to go for the kids from divorced families. I found that was easier.
Oh, you haven't seen your dad in a while? Perfect.
I do. Well, actually, so you just live with your mom and a guy named Chet, right?
Who's never really around.
Right. And Chet was a he was an actor in cowboy movies in the 50s.
It's like.
Okay. Well, I have the most intimidating story of that, of all times.
That you've done personally?
Oh, yeah.
About your daughter?
No.
No.
Again, do I look like Chris Cuomo? I'm about to throw you down the set of stairs!
Speak up, boy.
Did you call me Fredo? No, I was always... My interrogation skills were... you could tell when a guy walks in.
Mm-hmm.
You know, I just, you know.
You do.
You know if a guy's up to no good. Yeah. And I gotta say, I was really lucky because the boys that my daughter brought home, the only one, there was one. I just knew it.
The dog starts gnawing on his ankle. You're like, he ain't the right one.
Right, the dog just starts to growl when the kid walks in.
So how did you handle that? Did you make it known that you weren't like a fan of this guy?
You know, this was during college though, so it was a little different. We came to spend a couple days at the house, and I made him sleep in the basement. But you know what goes on, because I know what went on when I was in college, and I was told to go sleep in the basement. So I knew there was something was going to happen there. But I'm telling you, man, this dude walked in. And he was very kind of snarky, right? And then it's like, and that was a Wheaton Terrier. a Wheaton Terrier that normally would start humping you when you'd walk in. And instead, it was like as soon as they saw this kid, it was like,
yeah.
So yeah, no, but I had to go. You want to talk intimidating?
Mm-hmm.
You go to a guy's house to tell him that you just knocked up his daughter. Try that on for size.
Oh. Yeah.
How'd that go?
That not well. Tabata.
Did you do the sort of the head hanging low kind of thing, or did you go in there all proud and I'm going to make this right, and we're going to be together and. Forever.
Were you standing behind her for protection?
Oh, my God.
They don't know anything about protection. Sorry, though. That was too easy. I'm sorry.
There's a layup.
It was quite a moment.
But at least once you go through that, the rest of your life, you're never really going to be all that intimidated or scared, right? It's like doing stand-up to get over the fear of public speaking.
Yeah,
you kind of get through that, and, you know, you move on.
Yeah, sort of.
Unless next year he comes back and he's like, you know, remember last year?
Yeah.
Yeah, it happened again. Yeah.
Well, no, I did. We stood up and he was very cool about it in the sense that he was. And the other piece of this is he was heavily armed. I mean, I knew that going into this meeting, let's call it.
Polishing his gun.
Yeah.
What you doing here, boy?
It was kind of a little something like that.
this is a silver Colt 45. I don't know how many shots I fired already. Was it five or six? Do you feel lucky, punk?
Something like that. He basically said, "Listen, okay, I understand, but you've got two choices. Your choice is to either get married, or you get out, and we will never see you again."
Huh. That's what his response was.
That's what his response was.
Fair response.
Yeah, it was. It was a totally fair response.
But it's a hard one to answer on the spot. option two?
And of course, me, you know, wearing my ascot. You know, I'm like the least likely of the people that would, you know. I've got the ascot and no socks on and docksiders and all that, you know, and I'm like,
yeah.
sir. I just would like to say that it's come to our attention that perhaps your daughter and I are with child.
And because we called for the meeting, they kind of knew.
Oh, you know? Right. They're like, this can only be one of a couple of things.
Right. What else could this possibly be? Right. This ain't going to end well. So we did that, and then, you know, he gave me the options, and
sir, I'm going to need to seek legal counsel here. Would you just hold on 1 second? I know we haven't invented the cell phone yet, but may I use your rotary dial phone and make some telephone calls?
Yeah. Oh, God. You should have been there when I had to tell my mother. That was even better.
That was harder.
Yeah. Oh, God. Anyway.
Did she yell Chibata?
Chibata. Chalupa.
It was whatever it was. So I've had that intimidating moment. Yes. Yeah. Well, you asked the question. Have you ever had the intimidating moment?
Me?
Yeah.
No, I kind of hit it off every time, you know. I always got along with the dads.
When boys would come to pick you ladies up, did you have the issue?
My dad had this. He has a man of few words, but he had the stare.
Oh,
and
God.
Every guy I would bring home would be like frightened to death by the death stare, because he really wouldn't say that much. You just sort of be looking at him, and that, I think that was worse.
Dad, shut your eyes.
That's what I would say. I'd be very upset later. But why can't you be nice to him?
I had the most intimidating one girlfriend's dad, but then after like just talking with him, like he was a golf junkie, so I'm like, perfect. Thank God, this is my in. So me and him just like talked golf and sports. I'm like, perfectly smooth it over. So you gotta find the common ground, you know? Golf, I love golfing.
Do you like the Cleveland wedge?
What do you think of the new Vokies?
I'm seeing Kevin like the biggest Eddie Haskell I've
ever seen. Yeah, sort of, yeah. Lauren, was your dad intimidating?
No, but I mean, we're talking about my dad. He's kind of the guy, just the way he looks. Some guy tried to pick a fight with him for using a coupon somewhere. So, you know, I don't think he's intimidating anybody.
There's a story there, but we don't have time. And finally,
number one.
Back to Chris Cuomo. This is where it all began today. He erupted at a man in public who apparently called him Fredo in a wild moment caught on video that has now gone viral.
I want to be a man. Stand up like a man.
I'm standing up, man.
I want to be a man out here.
Then
own what you said. Hey. Then own what you said.
Listen, man. I have a problem with you, man.
You're going to have a problem.
What? What are you going to do about it?
I'll ruin you. I'll
throw you down these stairs like a punk.
Please do.
Why, so you can sue?
You don't want to.
So you can sue?
Well, why don't you do it?
Take a swing. You're going to call me Fredo. Take a swing. Take a swing. Watch your hands. Watch your hands. Take a swing.
No, no, come on, boy. Come on, boy.
What? This is just, that is jaggery at its finest and most intense. What is it? What? To this moment, you stop and you think, what could he possibly have been thinking?
No, you're right. He totally escalated that whole thing. He could have rose above it at any point and walked away. But instead, he was like, even ask the guy, like, hey, you want to take a swing at me?
You looking at me? I can't be looking at someone else. You're looking at me?
Throw you down the stairs?
Yeah. I could ruin you or
I
whatever
could
it is.
Ruin your, behind.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. I could ruin your poop.
If you want to laugh, you should look at the photoshopping skills of people who have now used the Fredo term and taken Chris Cuomo's face and put it on absolutely everything, including a microwavable box fettuccine Alfredo and his face. And there's quite a bit else out there. People are having fun with this.
All right. I don't think Chris Cuomo's having fun with it.
No, he's off this week, it turns out.
And he's going to have to explain to his kids. He's always talking about his kids. He's going to have to explain to his kids how, I didn't mean it.
His 9-year-old daughter was there.
Oh, great.
For this.
What's going to happen when she tries to bring some guy home?
Oh, gosh.
What's that going to be
that
like?
That would be the most intimidating moment ever.
All right.
The top five at five.